You're listening to SBS News.
The youngest country in the world is dealing with the impact of climate change as almost 3 million people face the risk of starvation due to destroyed crops from flooding in October. Adeyinka Badejo is the World Food Programme Deputy Country Director for South Sudan.
More than 1 million people in South Sudan have been affected by extreme flooding. The surface area of land permanently submerged underwater has tripled and an already dire food security situation exacerbated, leaving 2.9 million people at risk of starvation.
The warning about South Sudan comes as the United Nations Climate Summit in Egypt looks at better ways to support vulnerable communities in extreme climates. Along with the floods, a surge in global food prices triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a major grains exporter, has left humanitarian agencies with funding shortfalls. Earlier this month, the United Nations said the opening of Uganda's dams to relieve congestion would likely exacerbate flooding downstream in South Sudan. Local farmer Nyadeng Majok says she and her family are struggling to survive.
All our food is ruined. You can see my sorghum crops. The floods bring hunger because they take all our food. If we have no food, how can we survive?
South Sudan erupted into civil war shortly after declaring independence from Sudan in 2011. While the peace agreement signed 4 years ago is largely holding, the transitional government has been slow to unify various military factions. That, combined with flooding and grain shortages, are all fueling the crisis. World Food Programme Communications Officer Ishita Sumra says that current funding is not enough to support vulnerable communities through the climate crisis.
Vulnerable communities have absolutely no resources to protect themselves in the face of extreme climate. We are in emergency mode most of the time, so we are able to give people the immediate assistance they need.
Ms. Sumra says while vulnerable communities do not currently have enough resources to protect themselves, past experience shows funding for projects helps with food security.
Wherever we have been able to implement projects where we are building community resilience, we are seeing results. We are seeing people being able to take care of their food security even at a time of crisis. However, like I said, the funding is not enough. We need to do a lot more to ensure that 65% of the population that is now hungry has the resources to feed themselves.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.